views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix.
Yes. This is Brother Mike. It's testimony week. This is the Thanksgiving season, and I'm running testimonies all week long of supernatural miracles at the House of Healing. This is the time to be grateful. Today's program, my guest is Nick Grimsman. The first three programs have been on physical illnesses. This program this week is on mental illnesses. God heals both physical and mental illnesses, and I'm going to prove it to you today. If you know somebody who is mentally or emotionally ill, let's say they've got a problem, OCD, maybe they've got schizophrenia, maybe they've got paranoia, maybe they've got an anxiety or personality disorder, please call them right now. Would you please? I'll make a couple of announcements. Pick your cell phone up right now and join me in this ministry so these people can get healed. Call right now. This is Brother Mike, the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road and just west of the 51 freeway. Now, I teach out of the Greek New Testament. Every Sunday night, you need to bring a pad and a pen for these deep Bible studies. I'll see you this Sunday night at 6 p.m. Please come by and meet the ministry team. You can pick up this radio station all over the world right this second on familyvaluesradio.net. Now, our last seminar was another smash, complete sellout. Of course, it's not hard to sell these things out if the tickets are free, but we're going to be holding another seminar on January 17th. Please mark your calendars, and you can pick up additional details on the website, hardcorechristianity.com. Now, remember, if you're a born-again Christian and you need counseling, and you cannot afford it, especially now during the recession that we're in, that is not a problem. Please call the ministry hotline now at 602-636-5800. 636-5800, and God will heal you. Free counseling services. Nick Grimsman, welcome to Hardcore Christianity.
How you doing, Brother Mike?
Very good. Nick, there's many people in Maricopa County who are mentally or emotionally ill. They need to hear your testimony today. Mental illnesses are skyrocketing in our society. It's going to be a major problem over the next 4 or 5 years, particularly with the recession going on. And this is a miracle. People just have to heal. Here, it's remarkable. Now, just briefly, you live in Northwest Valley.
Correct.
And you've lived in Phoenix for several years. Now, when you were young, you were kind of a very spiritually oriented person. Is that true?
Yeah.
And then when you were 8 or 9 or so, you started to get into spiritual activities. What was that like?
When I was 8 years old, my mother bought me a Ouija board, and I started playing with that with my friends, and we moved along into light as a feather, stiff as a board. We used to lift the other kids up over our heads with our fingers, and they would float, and we did Bloody Mary in the mirrors, and we would do a lot of spiritual games like that.
Did that work, that Bloody Mary?
It was with several of my friends it did, yeah.
Not it did work?
Yeah. Hmm. They would see like a demon in the mirror. Hmm. Like a,
okay, and then later on, I think you mentioned that you had started on drugs when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
On pot?
Yeah, I started smoking marijuana when I was 14.
How about cigarettes?
I started smoking cigarettes when I was 13.
Did you have any odd spiritual activities go on when you was on pot?
Yeah, the first time I ever smoked marijuana, I was with my friends in the forest, and a man appeared outside the forest when I was walking away, and he would follow me. It was a man in a black coat, and I didn't know who he was. And
like a stalker?
Yeah. Hmm. And he would disappear when I looked back at him.
How many times did you see that guy?
I've seen him. I saw him again at my friend's house later on when I was high.
Twice?
Yeah.
Okay, now then apparently when you were also very young, you started to kind of get into what we would call a hedonistic lifestyle with a lot of girls and drugs and alcohol. What did that start at the age of 16?
Yeah, 16. I had my first real sexual experience, and then it just moved on from there. I was highly addicted to pornography, sex, drugs, alcohol. I moved along through college, and I eventually was a bartender up at a place up in North Scottsdale called Barcelona. And
what was your drug of choice up there?
Ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, okay. Alcohol.
Okay, and then at some point in time, when you was approximately 22, it looks like, you joined a satanic cult and stopped drinking and using drugs and chasing women. Is that true?
Yeah, when I was 22, I gave my life to the Lord, and then shortly after that, I got tricked into going into a cult out in Arkansas because I thought they were the one true church.
Was that the Tony Alamo cult?
Yeah, it's called Tony Alamo Christian Ministries.
And that's the guy that recently got arrested for molestation?
Yeah, he's in jail right now. They just arrested him in Flagstaff.
He's in jail. What a surprise. Now, that would put you at about age 22 when you first joined that Tony Alamo group?
Yep.
And then what'd you do while you was in that group?
We would work about 12 to 14 hours a day without any days off, and they would tell us if we left the cult that we or the church, supposedly, that we blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and they separated the men and the women, and they would make us just work all the time for free, and we had to give them everything, and we couldn't give them, we couldn't make any money or anything like that. And then,
were you living in a commune?
Basically, yeah.
Now you mentioned earlier you had started hearing voices when you was young.
Yeah.
Was that after you were on pot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you started hearing voices when you was on pot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then at some point in time, it looks like you left the cult or were hospitalized. What happened there?
I started hearing a lot of voices when I was at the cult in Arkansas, and I had three major episodes where I landed in the mental hospital, and I was diagnosed with chronic paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay.
I had a lot of outbursts in public, and they would arrest me and take me to the mental hospital.
Gotcha. And then did you take several medications as a result of your schizophrenia?
Yeah, one of my last episodes. I was in Los Angeles, and I was on the street in Hollywood because I lost my mind, and I was walking on the street. I was homeless, and the voice in my head started telling me to take off my clothes and not be ashamed. And so I walked down the street butt naked. Because I thought God was telling me to do it, but it wasn't God. And so they took me to the hospital. I was naked on the street, and they took me to the hospital.
What kind of medications were you on?
I was on many medications: Zyprexa, Haldol, Risperidol, Contro, Seroquel, Ativan. I was on Effexor for depression. I was on.
They have a drug they were injecting you with?
Yeah, Risperidol, Contro. They would inject me every 2 weeks. Very ill.
All right, and then you got out of the hospital in Los Angeles somewhere, and then you came home?
Yeah, I was home, yeah.
Was you living with your mom?
Yeah.
All right, and then you went to the hospital again?
Yeah, yeah, I was in and out of the hospital for many months, and they told me that I was never going to work again and never do anything with my life because I had an incurable mental illness.
Did you have a voice tell you to go back to Tony Alamo in your head?
Yeah.
Did you go back?
Yeah, I went back several times.
And what did they do to you?
They wouldn't allow me to take my psych medication, and they wouldn't allow me to take any sort of over-the-counter medication. I had so much anxiety, I couldn't sleep, and they made me work, and I couldn't handle it, and I eventually broke down again and got thrown in the mental hospital for another outburst in public,
and then in December of 2005, I met you at the Dream Center in Scottsdale. Is that true?
Correct.
Yeah, and then you started to go through, I guess, to use a religious term, a deliverance process.
Yep.
But basically what we were doing was praying and seeking the face of the Lord, and you were you went through a period of time where you were being healed. Now, what was happening to you?
The Lord was healing all the spiritual abuse I went through, and he was taking out the strongholds in my mind that I got from believing false doctrines and lies, and he was freeing me up from many spirits that I collected over the years.
Now, if you know someone, to our radio listeners, if you know somebody who has schizophrenia, let me give you one tip here. There is a key component to schizophrenia that they all have. It is a demon of rejection, and it's in their brain, and this demon of rejection gets into the person when they are very young. and it spends their lifetime telling this person that they are basically worthless and valueless. Did you, Nick, did you have a sense of being rejected when you was young?
Yeah, my dad was an alcoholic, and he used to physically abuse us and emotionally abuse us.
And how about your siblings and your mother?
Yeah, my brother used to beat me up really bad, and my mother was, she'd always put a lot of guilt on me, and I always felt rejected my whole life when I was young.
All right. And then recently, over the last year or so, the Lord has been using you in the ministry for Amen. Healings and deliverances. Is that true?
Amen, yeah.
In fact, you've had a numerous situations where people have been healed when you prayed for them.
Amen, yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, to the person that has schizophrenia, what's the worst thing about it?
Not knowing yourself.
Not knowing who you are?
Yeah.
Right. And is there a significant amount of depression that goes along with schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Do people that have a sense, a feeling they want to commit suicide?
I tried to commit suicide, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Is schizophrenia related to heavy medication or drug usage?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. And friends, if you are suffering from a mental illness, and it doesn't have to be schizophrenia, these demonic beings, these unclean spirits of rejection, they get into the brain and they constantly run the person down, telling them they're worthless, they're no good, they don't amount to anything, they're never going to have anything, they're never going to have a job, they're never going to have any money, they're never going to have a wife, they're never going to have any love. And this person, because of this demon in their head, cannot experience love. And because of this, they are living a life of torment. Now, the healing process for the Holy Spirit for schizophrenia involves pouring His love over their souls and their spirits on a regular and consistent basis. You can be healed by the love of God.
Amen.
Schizophrenia can be healed. The demons can be removed, and you can be delivered from this horrible mental illness that wears people out and drives their lives to nothing. The voices in your head can and will go. You can be healed. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. Thank you for listening. 636-5800, area code 602. That is the hotline for the counseling service. Please call today, and I'll see you Sunday night at 6 o'clock for the in-depth Bible study from the Greek New Testament. The ride's on the roof. Nick and I got to go. See you Friday.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.